Welcome to Perry Fairway's Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Dustin Taze, and this is the second part of our conversation with St. Pat's Catholic School Principal Candace Patillo. Now, how important was that aspect for this school year for kids to be able to get back to where they can intermingle with each other, they can interact with their teachers more normally?
It was huge. We needed it. Our teachers needed it for their own well-being because they weren't able to work with kiddos. We had teachers that were rotating groups every 10 minutes versus being able to spend 20 minutes with a kiddo or a group of kids one-on-one and really getting them the support that they need. There's so much social learning that also happens when the kids go to recess with each other. Like, it's a really big thing that happens for our kindergartners when they get to go to recess with older grades, or when they get to interact with our bigger kids, and our kids that are older get to be role models and show, like, hey, like, here's what I did and I remember this and I get this opportunity. We were able to bring some of that hominess that we can offer, and that safety, and that aspect of, like, no, we're a family and we look out for each other and everyone matters and we're gonna be together and we're gonna do this and we're gonna support each other. And then learning too, like, even just from observations versus being far apart, but we found ways to still do that and be safe. And I think we've also tried to let the kids this school year come to school and learn, and not let COVID or the pandemic or those other aspects, like, interfere, because everything last year was, it's COVID, so this is happening, or, this is because of COVID expectations, we've got to do this, or this is now changed and we're going to do this. And it's sad because they only have so much school time and they've not had a normal school year in over a year and a half. Too. And that's a lot. Like I said, we had kids that left and graduated our building that they didn't get those activities and those fun things, or kids that have entered our building and never had a normal school year. So we tried to go back to what they can have, because in elementary year, you can't replicate that. They deserve it.
Now, you kind of talked about it right there, you know, bringing some of that back. Some of the things that made their return this year were things like the Light Up the Night, as well as some of the other kind of normal events that St. Pat's would do throughout the year. And there were also some changes brought to those events to allow for more community involvement. In terms of those events themselves, how important was it for 2021 to be the year to see those come back?
It was huge. And we kind of kicked off the summer with that centennial event too for the school, and it was 100 years. And throughout the 2020 leading into 2021, we had lost that community aspect for the safety of our kids and the safety of our staff, so that we could be there in school every day. And that was kind of our grounding factor of, you know, like, we didn't do the huge community Light Up the Night event. Instead, it was at the school one day after school, and it was just the kids. We kept telling the kids, you know, and reminding ourselves that we're doing this so that we can come to school tomorrow, versus now we're doing this so that we can show and be a presence in the community and have those outreach efforts to make a bigger impact. Light Up the Night was a big one. It was changed. It was shifted a little bit this year too. The kids really liked the continuous walking aspect of the color of the event that we did last spring, but we didn't get that community grilling, family fun, and games that we really got back this year, which was nice to have so many families come together. And it was a place to bond and be together. And then it was outdoors too. So we've made those simple changes where here's where it's at. And we've tried to, in the events this fall and into the school year, still respect the fact that, yes, COVID is still there, but yet we've got to get back to our roots. And we are an extension of the church, and a mission of the church is to be present in the community and be out there in outreach as well. So those are things that we wanted to keep in mind. The Christmas pageant is another huge example. We just had it on the 15th, and yes, the weather got in the way of that one again, but we still were able to invite parents in. So last year when we did it, it was a more of a reader's theater at the church, and it was live streamed, but families didn't get to come in and see it. The kids just read, they didn't get to have the parts, and then they just sang in the choir, versus that was last year. Versus this year, it was in the gym. We switched up and had a 1 o'clock matinee that we opened it up and had parents able to attend. And then to accommodate those parents that weren't able to make that sudden shift because of the weather, we live streamed it on Facebook, on the school's Facebook page, and then put it out on the church's Facebook page and the Hispanic Facebook page for the church. So we put three different places out there for it, and still gave the kids an opportunity to perform. And they had been working so hard, and they were excited to see the parents and the grandpas and everybody come in. And it was nice to do a concert. Like, the concerts are back, and we'll have a spring concert this coming spring with it as well. And that just didn't happen. Our Lady of Guadalupe didn't happen last year, and we had that with the community as well. We've had parents back in our building. We've had parents, mom and dads, come in and visit and volunteer in the classrooms. And last year, that was very much a nope, no visitors, that can't happen. I'm so sorry, you don't get to come in and be a homeroom parent for your kindergarten student and experience these fun things. But we have that now, and that's huge.
Now, kind of just one last thing here. Of course, we've really talked about the last year here for St. Pat's Catholic School here in Perry. But when the calendar rolls into 2022, what are the hopes for 2022 for St. Pat's?
To continue to grow. And just one of the things that we're looking forward to the most, and this kind of comes up again of one that we didn't do, we're going to do Catholic Schools Week the way it should have been done. So last year we did what we could, but at the end of January, and it rolls into February again a little bit this year, we're going to celebrate Catholic Schools Week and really, truly be able to celebrate it. And we're going to kick it off with a school mass that we're going to host again on Saturday at 4 o'clock. And then we're going to have a pozole and chili supper too, and bring people back into the community. Do an open house, get people in the building, and really kick off the celebration that is the week of Catholic Schools Week, and have different events, have different things where people can come in and out and kids go out to the community and do more of what it can be. And that's the very first thing. Enrollment's going to open up. We'll have some more kindergarten preschool fun nights, and just really being back out there and offering and saying, hey, we're proud of what we did when we had to adapt and learn, and look at how much we've afforded to our kids. When school shut down, we went optional for learning. And then when it came out and the governor said, you've got to be optional or you've got to do required learning, we knew our kids needed to learn and we went to required learning. We have not stopped at any time educating and offering opportunities for our kids to learn. And it shows. It shows our kids know how to do it. They know the importance of it. So come look and come see all that we have to offer. And it's just going to continue rolling from there.
And that was our conversation with St. Pat's Catholic School Principal Candace Patillo. You can find this story online at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. The Let's Talk Dallas County program is brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.